Hi, Bernice. Thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Charlotte Zhao. So today we had Monzo's founder and CEO, Tom, come to speak to us. And he shared some very useful stuff. Things that I've learned through, you know, reading of a YSA's blog and podcasts, whatnot. But something interesting in a sense, unless the piece of information is introduced by a third party, like for everyone in the team to get to the same page. I mean, if it's introduced by someone else, right, by a third party, it's easiest. So there is, you know, a mutual ground. But if it's one-sided, someone read or learned something from somewhere, because of the dynamic between members, it's trickier. So I was personally extremely thankful for Tom mentioning a bunch of things, including in the beginning, don't worry about scale, just do whatever it takes to get your first hundred customers, first thousand customers. You know, Calvin Kaley's 1,000 true fan theory. Like, that was such reassurance hearing it, and going forward I can always just quote Tom. And on that note, I suppose for this week our goal is to just recruit learners who are happy to live stream themselves learn. You know, we don't have to have our own platform just yet. We can just learn from observing them, you know, beyond just my own data point. So yeah, that's extremely exciting. And Monzo, besides this, you know, kind of fast iteration, get stuff done spirit, I think the key thing is he shared something like, you know, in terms of why they entered into the highly regulated banking market, and he said something very right. Because the initial hurdle is so high, the people who are willing to go through that hurdle, then you just become one of a few players. There are not as many in competition, unlike other stuff. You may be one in a thousand. And another thing he really highlighted that I absolutely loved is that when there is a risk, a danger of focusing too much on startups. Like, we are in a bubble, right? So say Monzo, currently their brand awareness is about 18%. So there is like about 80% of the population that rely on traditional banking system that they have not onboarded whatsoever. So even though within the startup circle there are other competitors like Revolut, Starting Bank, etc., but instead of worrying about those startup competitors, there's so much more market to just still win over from the old players. And in comparing a traditional bank versus Monzo, Monzo's advantage is so apparent. So yeah, they know who to choose to be their true rival. And I love that, such clarity. And also he speaks about how there's no need to strategize early on, because it's gonna change anyway. As long as you have a general direction, you know, what you're working towards, like make a statement, say I wanna, you know, help 1 billion people get access to banking, or in our case, we want to help everyone learn and effectively. Just have that is enough. So yeah, a lot of wake-up calls, and very, very thankful for him. Alright, that's it for today. Thank you for tuning in. As always, appreciate your effort and progress. See you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.